Phoenix Books presents The Neighborhood, written and read by Anthony Pelicano. This unabridged performance is copyright 2021 Phoenix Books. Chapter 1, The Boys of Taylor Street. It's the summer of 1960. A hot, humid day, and a small group of young men are gathered out front of a small restaurant on the west side of Chicago. The guys are all dressed pretty much the same, dark pants, black shoes, and black socks. Some wear wife-beater T-shirts known as Italian tees. Without exception, their pants are pulled high up on their waist, sometimes even with suspenders, for the gangster look. They don't wear white socks ever, except in gym class at the high school, but sometimes not even then. The momentary focus of the wannabe gangsters is on a light pole where a blonde, long-haired, bearded man hangs by his right ankle at the end of a long rope. His pants are urine-soaked and a swarm of flies circle his body. This motorcycle gang member was hung up there because he sexually molested a girl from the neighborhood. She foolishly got on his bike for a ride. The police won't take him down, nor will anybody else, until they get the word. Then late at night, some members of the fire department will take him down and he'll go to the morgue. So he'll just hang there for a day or two. The neighborhood has its own law, and its message has been dramatically delivered. Out on the streets, the fire hydrants have been wrenched open and gallons of water pour out the open hydrant mouth. Wooden boards have been fastened against the openings to the hydrants so that huge fountains of water spray upward and outward. The local children enjoy the water. When firemen eventually and reluctantly come to shut off the hydrants, the neighborhood patiently waits for them to leave, then immediately opens them back up again. This means free car washes for those who wish to drive through, but mostly fun for the street kids who may never see a swimming pool. Due to the potholed streets, wading pools are everywhere for kids to splash in. This is their very own theme park. The guys are gathered on the patio of a restaurant called The Patio, owned by Johnny the Bug Varanzano, boss of the Taylor Street crew. Across from the patio, slightly to the east, is a single block of Garibaldi Street. It's named in honor of the Italian general Giuseppe Garibaldi, called the Father of the Fatherland for uniting Italy in the mid-1800s, which was for the first time since the fall of the Roman Empire. Chicago's Little Italy was already united. One of the young men in the group is 17-year-old Vincent Joseph Scalise, an up-and-comer and wannabe contender. Wiry and tough, he has dark curly hair, stands 5'10", and is 135 pounds soaking wet. His gait is always measured as if to anticipate any interruption or to be prepared for any eventuality. His demeanor is intense. A distant relative to one of the two shooters at the Valentine's Day massacre, his hazel eyes miss nothing around him. He is, for the most part, a loner. Besides his mother, he trusts only one person, his best childhood friend, Paulie Andriano. At the patio, the guys' conversations vary, but mostly they talk about how to earn, the term for making a buck. They don't talk sports unless it relates to making money, whatever way possible. They never talk about movies either. No one mentions the biker hanging from the light pole. The neighborhood kids playing in the hydrant pay little attention to the upside-down guy. They also understand the message, or were told as much by their parents. The neighborhood is one of the Little Italy areas of Chicago. It is a 14-block-long area centralized around the main drag, Taylor Street, surrounded by other ethnic areas, ghettos, and the Chicago business district known as the Loop.